It has been said that in this gospel, the Lord deals with individuals and with companies. And mention was made that first he spoke to Mary of Magdala, and then she goes to the disciples. And mention was made of Thomas. And I suppose that there are things that the Lord uses, ways in which the Lord uses in speaking to us as individuals. With Mary, it was his voice. He said one word to her, Mary. And she turned herself and said to him, Rabboni. When it came to Thomas, Thomas says, except I put my finger in the print of the nail and push my hand in his side, I will not believe. This was a determination on his part. And when he says to Thomas, you reach hither and put your finger, behold my hands, reach your hands and thrust it in my side. Be not faithless, but believing. The very things that Thomas himself had expressed outside of the presence of the Lord, he now tells him, you do that. And how does he respond? We do not read that he did any such thing. What we do read, he says, my Lord, my God. When in chapter 21, it was John, when the Lord said, children, do you have any meat? Cast your net on the right side and you shall find. John says, it is the Lord. He immediately recognized the authority of the one who spoke. It is the Lord. When Peter hears it's the Lord, he puts on his fisher's coat and dashes into the sea. Forget the fish. He had told them before, I'm going fishing. And they said, we're going to go with you. But now he hears that it is the Lord. He says, let those fish take care of themselves. I'm out of here. First, he deals with the individual, and then he comes to the company. And how do the disciples respond when he comes into their midst? They respond to the showing of the hands and the side. And the scripture tells us, then were the disciples glad. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Ah, there was something that they needed, someone they needed to see. Hearing the word, they did not believe. Even Thomas, when he heard the word, I will not believe, except I can see. But now the disciples hear the word, and they see. What grace the Lord has manifested to his disciples in seeking to restore them. He had told them before of his death, yes. The two disciples, Peter and John, had come and they had seen that the body was not there, but they went to their own home. Mary remained with a desire which was satisfied. We are here together under the word of God, and we know from the scripture that he has promised where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. We do not depend on seeing him with our eyes. But as the apostle who wrote the epistle to the Hebrews said, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Where is he now? He's in the heavens. And that by faith we see him there. By faith we know the truth of the word tells us he is in our midst. Are we seeing him? Mary, when she saw him, her heart responded, Rabboni. I'm not sure of my knowledge of Hebrew, but I suppose that means my very own master. My own master. Each of us has to make a response to him. And what is it? After that response, he gives her a directive. You tell my brethren that I ascend to my God, your God. To my father, your father. Pardon me, it's the other way around. My father, your father. My God, your God. My father, he says, I'm bringing you into a relationship. A new relationship. not associated with the old economy, a totally new relationship where you know God now, not as Jehovah, but as Father. And in that relationship comes responsibility. My God, your God. Brethren, this is the challenge for each of us. Not only to hear him speak to us and to know that he is my Lord, but also to recognize that with that privilege of knowing God as Father comes a responsibility as a company and as individuals to know him as God and to live according to the truth that he has given us.